Hi, Matt. You don't look very good. Are you okay?
No, I'm not. My tooth hurts.
Then go to a dentist.
I don't like dentists. I stay away from them.
But you need one now.
I do. Who is your dentist?
His name is Dr. Mack. Do you want his phone number?
Yes, please.
I see Dr. Mack every 6 months. He cleans and checks my teeth.
Oh, good for you. Do you have any cavities?
No, I never have cavities. Those tiny holes in your teeth are bad.
Yes, they hurt. Maybe I have a cavity.
Dr. Mack can fill it.
I know, but that hurts.
So? Your tooth hurts now.
Do you go to the dentist? Many people do not. They stay away from the dentist. But sometimes their teeth hurt. Then they see a dentist. A dentist can clean and check your teeth. He may find tiny holes in your teeth. These are cavities. A dentist can fill them. Then you can feel better. See a dentist every 6 months. Then your teeth and your mouth can stay healthy. Hello, everyone. Smile. Let's see your teeth. My name's Peter. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pauline. Thanks for joining us today. Today, we're talking about the topic of health.
And the title of our lesson is You and Your Teeth. Okay, everyone, like I said, show me your teeth. Pauline, where are your teeth?
Where are my teeth? Right here. Although, hey, that is a great way to start the show. We can start by smiling.
Pauline, do you go to the dentist?
Why do you ask? Does my teeth look bad? Does my breath smell bad?
No, Pauline, I was just asking. Do you go to the dentist?
Oh, well, of course I do. That's very important.
Do you just go to the dentist when you have a problem? When something hurts?
No, I actually go to the dentist once or twice a year. They can clean my teeth there and make sure there aren't any problems.
Yes, I go to the dentist at least once a year, which reminds me, I should make an appointment soon.
Well, you can't do that now. We still need to do some learning together first.
Well, that's true. We'll learn about teeth. We'll talk about the dentist. And, of course, we can practice our English together as we move along. So that will all be helpful today.
Well, let's get started. Here's Christina to help us with our keywords today. Pay attention.
Hello, Matt 说他牙齿痛， Tina 说那就去找牙医啊。Then go to a dentist. 牙医就是 dentist. Matt 说他很不喜欢牙医，会尽可能的离牙医远一点。He stays away from them. 片语动词 stay away 有保持距离、远离的意思。Tina 说他从来没有蛀牙，他说蛀牙的洞虽然很小，但是痛起来很要命的。形容词 tiny 是极小、微小的，小小的蛀牙洞就是 tiny holes。名词 hole 就是孔或洞。Those tiny holes in your teeth are bad。牙医可以帮忙把蛀牙的地方清干净，然后把洞填起来。The dentist can fill the holes。Fill 就是填补的意思。
Hi, Matt。You don't look very good. Are you okay?
No, I'm not. My tooth hurts.
Then go to a dentist.
I don't like dentists. I stay away from them.
But you need one now.
I do. Who is your dentist?
His name is Dr. Mack. Do you want his phone number?
Yes, please.
So we are at the dentist's office today.
No, Peter, we are at the normal office today. We are talking about the dentist. Matt's tooth hurts.
Well then, we are going to the dentist's office today. Or at least our friend Matt should. What's going on?
Well, Tina noticed that Matt had a problem. She said, "You don't look very good."
Maybe he looks sick or in pain. That's when we might say this. But you should be saying it in a way that you care. Then ask maybe, "Are you okay?"
Well, Matt is not okay. His tooth hurts. Poor Matt. But great sentence. Let's use it some more with Rebecca.
Hello, friends. Today, I have a very special treat for you. A use it tip. If you want to say that something hurts, you can use today's use it. For example, my toe hurts or my elbow hurts. Friends, now it's up to you to use it.
All right, Rebecca, let's use it some more. I went running. My feet hurt.
Peter went running. His feet stink.
Hey, now my feelings hurt.
Oh, sorry, Peter. It was just practice. You have to try some fun sentences when you practice.
That's true. And that's good advice. So what advice does Tina give Matt?
She says, then go to a dentist. We just heard a good sentence to learn, so we can then go to Christina. She can teach us some more.
因为 Matt 说他牙痛，所以 Tina 说 then go to a dentist， 那就去看牙医。我们想来说说 go to 的用法，因为这种英文的表达方式跟中文不太一样，我们应该来熟悉一下。我们中文虽然说是去看牙医，可是只要说 go to a dentist 就可以了。去看电影，只要说 go to a movie。去听音乐会，只要说 go to a concert， 去参加婚礼，只要说 go to a wedding。所以注意到了吗？听音乐会不必说听，看电影不必说看，参加婚礼也不必说参加，通通都说 go to 就可以了。有时候观察并发现两种语言之间不同的表达方式，也是学习语言的重点哦。
Thanks, Christina.This is good advice. Go to a dentist. Are you feeling sick? Go to a doctor. Are you feeling sad? Go to a friend and talk about it.
Well, we have a problem. Matt doesn't like dentists. He stays away from them.
Pauline, stay away from me. I am sick.
Okay.
Okay, I am not sick, but...When we do something like that, we want to avoid something. We stay away from it.
Oh, right. But Matt needs a dentist. He shouldn't avoid one. He needs to go to one now.
Thankfully, Tina can help. She knows a good dentist. Who is her dentist?
Oh, right. His name is Dr. Mack.
Matt will need the dentist's phone number. So Tina asks him,Do you want his phone number?
Thankfully, Matt will go see the dentist. I was worried he would say no.
Well, I guess his tooth really is hurting for him to want to go to a dentist.
Well, I'm glad he's going to go. And friends, I'm glad you're here with us learning today. But we do have to take a short break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Welcome back, everyone. So, have you had a toothache before?
I have not. I have had an earache before when your ear really hurts. I've had headaches, backaches, but thankfully I've never had a toothache. I think it's because I go to the dentist once or twice a year.
That will help. And toothaches are pretty serious. So if you do have one, go see a dentist. But right now, let's go see conversation B.
I see Dr. Mac every 6 months. He cleans and checks my teeth.
Oh, good for you. Do you have any cavities?
No, I never have cavities. Those tiny holes in your teeth are bad.
Yes, they hurt. Maybe I have a cavity.
Dr. Mac can fill it.
I know, but that hurts.
So? Your tooth hurts now.
Great. So Matt is going to see a dentist. But before he goes, Tina and Matt, talk a little bit more.
Tina goes to the dentist much more often than Matt. Tina sees Dr. Mac every 6 months.
Oh, this is a good sentence pattern. Let's learn more about it with Christina.
Tina 说她每六个月会见一次 Mac 医生。I see Dr. Mac every 6 months. 我们来看看动词 see。一般我们都把 see 当作看见、看到的意思。但其实当我们要去跟某人会面的时候，也可以用 see。所以你想要表达会面的时候，不一定要用 meet, meet。在口语中常用 see。比如 Tina 去见医生，就是用 see。这个时候就不是看见，而是会面的意思咯。例如 ,go see your professor for some suggestions, 去见你的教授听取一些建议。或者 ,I need to see my lawyer, 我需要和我的律师会面。这些情况下 ,see 都是会面或会见的意思。
Thanks for the help, Christina. Well, Pauline, since we're talking about seeing a dentist, how about the doctor? How often do you see the doctor?
Oh, I try to go to the doctor every year. Even if I'm not sick or I don't have any pain, I just go to check to make sure everything is okay. How often do you see your parents, dear?
Oh, okay, another sentence. I see my parents every month. So, when you see the dentist, what does the dentist do?
Well, the dentist cleans and checks your teeth.What does the dentist check for, Peter?
The dentist checks for cavities. Ooh, cavities.
Yeah, you do not want to have cavities. But if you do have them, it is a good thing for a dentist to find them. Then he can fix the problem.
A cavity is a tiny hole in your teeth.They are bad.
Yeah, tiny is a good word. It means small, very, very small. So these holes in your teeth are not big, they are tiny. But it is still important to get your cavities filled. They're small, but they're a big problem.
Many times I will not know that I have a cavity until a dentist checks for them.
Oh, I never have cavities.
Did you go to the dentist?
No, I never have cavities.
Then how do you know? The dentist must check for them.
Peter, I never have cavities. That's today's
calendar phrase.
I never have cavities.
I never have cavities.
我从来没有蛀牙。
Grandpa,
Do you have cavities?
No, I never have cavities.
Cavities in your teeth are bad.
I know. I never have cavities.
Cavities can really hurt.
I never have cavities. Never.
Why don't you have any cavities?
I don't have any teeth.
Oh.
I never have cavities.
I never have cavities.
我从来没有蛀牙。
That was a fun calendar phrase. But if I say that, it won't be true. I have had a few cavities. But it was no problem. The dentist filled them.
We know know that a cavity is a tiny hole in your teeth. So when you want to make it better, you fill that hole.
If you don't fill the cavity, it will only get bigger and bigger.
Right. Sometimes getting a cavity filled doesn't hurt at all.
But other times it hurts a lot.
Yes, but if your tooth hurts now, you have to do something about it. It's only going to get worse. If you don't go to the dentist, it will hurt more and more.
Well, I think Matt already learned this lesson. Well, friends, we're out of time, so now it's time to review. Let's look at the keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Dentist. Dentist. A dentist can fix your teeth.
Stay away. Stay away. Stay away from the dog. He may bite.
Tiny. Tiny. The baby is so tiny.
Hole. Hole. Please fix my shoe. It has a hole in it.
Fill. Fill. Can you fill this cup with water? Okay, friends, those are your key words. Keep on practicing. And now let's review our lesson one more time together. Hi, Matt. You don't look very good. Are you okay?
No, I'm not. My tooth hurts.
Then go to a dentist.
I don't like dentists. I stay away from them.
But you need one now.
I do. Who is your dentist?
His name is Dr. Mack. Do you want his phone number?
Yes, please.
I see Dr. Mack every 6 months. He cleans and checks my teeth.
Oh, good for you. Do you have any cavities?
No, I never have cavities. Those tiny holes in your teeth are bad.
Yes, they hurt. Maybe I have a cavity.
Dr. Mack can fill it.
I know, but that hurts.
So? Your tooth hurts now.
What did you say? What's wrong? And see a dentist.
No way! I stay away from the dentist.
Ginger, the dentist can check your teeth.
But I don't want the dentist to check my teeth.
Why not?
He might find tiny holes in my teeth.
Don't worry. The dentist can fill cavities.
But that can hurt. Oh!
But after that, you'll feel better.
Okay, I'll see the dentist. Will you come too?
Sure, I'll take you to the dentist.
Will you get a checkup too?
Well...
You should go every 6 months.
Yes, but...
Let's go together.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it'll be fun, right? Oh, please.
Okay, friends, today is Monday, so let's answer some questions together. Here's question number one. What does Matt want? What does Matt want?
You can find the answer in conversation A. He wants Dr. Mack's phone number. All right, question number two. Do you go to the dentist? Why or why not? Do you go to the dentist? Why or why not? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Do I go to the dentist? Well, of course. But when I was a little kid, I hated going to the dentist. It seemed so scary. But one day, I found a little hole in my tooth. I had a cavity, and I had to go to the dentist. The dentist fixed it right up, and my tooth looked beautiful. And now, I love going to the dentist.
Do I go to the dentist? Of course I do. The dentist cares for my teeth. He checks them and tells me if there's a problem. He also reminds me to use my toothbrush a lot and to use floss too. So I try to listen to the dentist because that way when I go the next time it doesn't hurt. Besides, he always gives me a free toothbrush. Everybody likes that, right?
Do I go to the dentist? Yes, I go to the dentist once every 6 months. I go to the dentist to clean my teeth, but every time the dentist says my teeth are very clean because I brush my teeth 2 times a day. I also floss them too. Flossing and brushing your teeth are very important.
Do I go to the dentist? Yes, it's important to go to the dentist every 6 months. But sometimes I forget to make an appointment with the dentist. The dentist is very busy because many people need to go and get their teeth checked. So sometimes I forget or I remember and there are no spaces.
Those were great answers, and I'm sure you had a good answer too. Well, friends, make sure to come back tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.